Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is on a phone line. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I hope you are as well and your family. Could you give us the status of the bailout package for everybody, $1,000? Are we going to get something like that?
I definitely think that we're going to see something soon. The Senate is now taking the lead on formulating the package in consultation with the White House and Speaker Pelosi. There are a lot of different ideas still being bandied about. You referred specifically to the checks for $1,000. Right now, one proposal that's on the table, I don't necessarily agree with it because I don't think it's enough, but one proposal that's on the table is $1,000 coming on something around April 15th and then another $1,000 on May 15th. So $2,000. I have a couple problems with it. One is it doesn't appear to be at face value enough to compensate different families depending on their size. So I don't think that it's necessarily taking into account the number of children in a household. Secondly, we do not know about the tax consequences yet. I personally think this is one of those situations where it should not be taxed, but we don't have the answer on that yet. And then third, I just don't think it's enough. And I don't think it's I'll just give you a couple examples. One is we know that families have expenses far in excess of that, especially if they're going to be laid off and not going to be able to receive unemployment insurance equal to their salary. So what I've been floating is the idea of some kind of line of credit directly to families to take care of qualified expenses, whether it's housing, education, health care, or certain other staple expenses. Just as we're giving capital to large businesses, I think that families should also receive something that is equal to their losses. And the same goes for small business. I think that small businesses are just in real pain right now. I was a small businessman during the last Great Recession, and one of my biggest criticisms is that the banks received tremendous access to capital, but their underwriting was so harsh that that capital never flowed to the small businesses. And so I'm proposing bridge loans directly from the government, at least a portion of the capital that's going to be afforded in the form of bridge loans directly from the government to small businesses to keep them afloat,
rather than to the banks. And would that come at, what would the interest rate on that be, Congressman?
I think it should be very low, maybe even 0% interest, especially if it's going to be for payroll. See, one of the biggest things that I'm very concerned about, I'm getting inundated now with calls from very large businesses and the self-employed person as well, which is they don't have enough to take care of payroll,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And in my humble opinion, the government should do everything in its power to keep people on the payroll, because once people are laid off, the consequences to those families are dire. And so if we can keep people on the payroll through 0% loans to businesses right now, that would be a huge boost for those businesses, but also those families. Of course, there are a lot of other expenses that they have, but those payroll expenses are probably what's top of mind for people right now.
I want you to know, maybe you've already heard this, that the unemployment offices are not operating very efficiently. Online, on the phone, in person, it's impossible. People are very frustrated, Congressman, when they're trying to apply for,
yes,
in the state of Illinois, unemployment compensation. We reached out to the Department of Employment Security here in Illinois, and they said, we can't come on. We're too busy. We can't even answer the questions to the hundreds of thousands of people listening now. They don't have time to come on the radio. I don't think that's a perfect management of their time and resources, but I'm telling you, people are very frustrated trying to apply for unemployment.
I'm writing this down as we speak,
Thank you.
I'm going to communicate this to the people that would be knowledgeable about it.
The governor sent people to the website yesterday, and I don't blame him for that. What else is he going to do? But whatever they need to do, they need to communicate to people better, and we need to get people some sense that they're going to be able to have money for food, have money for rent. Is there conversation in the Congress about payment forgiveness or my rent forgiveness,
yes,
loan forgiveness?
Yes. There is a proposal on the table which would basically say, look, the longer that you can keep, for instance, loans to keep people on the payroll, okay, I think it makes sense to forgive those loans over time, provided that those employers keep people on the payroll, or do certain other things that, you know, help to stave off consequences for working families. I, if there's a theme in what I'm saying, it's that we got to make sure that the aid is directed towards, you know, workers, people who are, you know, struggling right now to take care of those staple expenses. It can't just be to large financial institutions, although I know that they need some help.
Yeah.
But, you know, people on Main Street need a lot more help right now. I'll just give you one example. You know, a self-employed hairstylist called me or talked to me and basically said, look, my children are being sent home by the schools, which makes sense. I have to go and take care of them. I can't do any haircuts. I don't have any other income. What is available to me in the way of, you know, paid family leave to take care of the kids? And, oh, by the way, I can't book any haircuts anyway because people don't want
to So what is the
anything.
Answer to that? Should that would you propose that person get a check beyond $1,000, say?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the Phase 2 package, which President Trump, to his credit, signed into law yesterday, that self-employed hairstylist or any self-employed person can receive money to take care of their children if they're sent home for school closures. They can also receive money for taking care of themselves or a sick person in their family.
How would people apply for that, Raja? How would they get that?
Okay, so this is what my office is now trying to take up. And so if anybody would like to contact my office, we will do everything we can to make that information available to them. So please contact me or contact any member of Congress, and we'll do everything we can to help you on a personal or individual basis.
Hopefully that would be a post on your page that would say, go
yes.
here, click here, fill this out. But I'll pass along your contact information in a moment.
If you can do me a favor and pass along our website as well, which is krishnamoorthy.house.gov. I know it's a very long name, but there's only one of me, Raja, in Congress, and they can find that pretty quickly.
Would have killed you to Ben Smith. Okay, it's krishnamoorthy.house.gov. I'll spell that in a moment. Will people be able to, the most frequent question we're getting, Congressman, will people on Social Security or disability get that stimulus money as well?
I would argue for it.
These aren't resolved issues, right?
No, they are not resolved. And I personally think that we cannot be stingy on this, John. I mean, the reason why, I'll just tell you 2 points very briefly. One, the reason why this is different than any other economic crisis we've seen is that there's a public health crisis that's involved as well, which is a separate problem which we're trying to solve, but we don't know when it's going to be solved, okay? And so we have to make sure that the government is there for families to make sure, you know, make
Absolutely.
Sure that families stay afloat. The second thing, which is insidious, and I'm also asking my staff to look into it, is there are people right now on Wall Street, there's a group of people here and abroad who are shorting our economy. They're shorting our securities, shorting everything to drive it into a recession for economic gain.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And while they're doing that, we have to make it clear to them and reverse the psychology of the shorting mentality, which is we will do whatever it takes to save our economy. So, you know, go to hell if you think you're going to bet against America.
I'm out of time, Congressman. I spell your last name for us, please.
KRISHNAMOORTHI.
I'll do that again in a moment. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. Get this done, Congressman. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
As
Bye.
Always, we appreciate his help.
John, I wonder if I might interject here. You were talking about the unemployment claims. We saw the first-time claims for unemployment nationally today jump 70,000. That doesn't even begin to tell the story. I'm compiling numbers from various states. Illinois, for example, had 41,000 claims just Tuesday and Wednesday. California had 40,000 claims on Sunday, 70,000 on Monday. On Tuesday, 80,000. 80,000. Similar story in Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota. So it's probably those people who are having a hard time getting to actually file the paperwork to be registered. So those numbers really aren't showing up nationally just yet. But next week, we're going to see a huge spike in the number of people unemployed.
Sort of like the number of people with the virus. If you test more, you'll find more. If we'd be able to find out how many people are applying, actually, that number would probably go up, right, Steve?
Yes, absolutely.